5, Beats and Beyond, we have Maria, the news editor from The Link Montreal. And for an interview, we have a stacked session for y'all this fine Wednesday morning. Spring weather is kicking into Montreal. It's an amazing Wednesday morning. We're going to start with a beautiful song from WizKid called Every Day. We have a lot to discuss. We have a 30-minute interview. We're going to discuss a couple pieces of news, particularly regarding the Just for Laughs Festival. And we will cover a couple pro-Palestinian protests and a lot of activity in that space earlier this week. So a lot to discuss later on into the show, but we're going to start with a beautiful song from WizKid.
I am grateful to have been loved and to be loved now and to be able to love, because that liberates. Love liberates. It doesn't just hold. That's ego. Love liberates.
Song by WizKid, honestly one of my favorites, particularly to listen to in the morning. Very mellow, very chilled, very relaxed. Just love the sound that he has, particularly in that album. Going back to the news that we were supposed to discuss, earlier this week, Just for Laughs just confirmed that their 2024 festival will be canceled. They have filed for creditor protection and their finances have not been in place for a couple years now. And this has led to them filing for creditor protection, and they have canceled their summer show that happens every year pretty much. And as a well-known Montreal attraction, this summer we'll be missing out, and hopefully they can get their finances in place. And such a monumental annual event that occurs every summer in Montreal, hopefully it can continue and get back to where it was previously. Moving on, we're going to speak a little bit about the pro-Palestinian protest that happened Tuesday evening. We know about some protests that happened on Monday, but this one particularly focuses on the one that happened Tuesday evening. So the information we have that this was primarily a real estate fair inside the Spanish and Portuguese synagogue in Côte de Neige. The event was billed as an opportunity for Montrealers to own a piece of the Jewish Holy Land. However, the controversy behind this fair was that among the areas listed as properties to be rented or sold were three settlements in the occupied West Bank. The occupied West Bank and its territories have been a state of controversy for a long time now. This event just encapsulated the frustration that pro-Palestinian protesters have had for months on end. And this event just exacerbated all that tension, dissatisfaction with events such as these that really promote the Western Bank settlements. However, we do know that a lot of protests have been taking place in the past couple weeks, this week, and we will discuss more of that with Maria, who is the news editor at The Link. She has a lot more information, first-hand account of being part of those protests and documenting what goes on in those protests. So we will definitely speak to her a little bit more about those and get an understanding of The Link, Montreal, what role newspapers play within the Concordia community, society, and beyond. So welcome back to Beats and Beyond Episode 5. We're going to go with Pull Up by Timaya and Burna Boy, and we will be back very, very, very soon with the interview with Maria from The Link Montreal. But for now, let's go back to some Burna Boy.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Analyze it. Nobody know how the thing go. Tell them, make them lose.
Anything can happen when the girl them come around. Them no send me before, but you know they love me now. We they give them pepper, people say we done be proud. And I see me now. Anything is allowed.
I love you, them that thing where they make them crazy. I'm that guy where they make them crazy. Now the place say the girlie them crazy is. When the girl them pull up, be them that thing where they make them crazy. I'm that guy where they bust their brain. Stepping out the place say the girlie them crazy is. Right now them realize it. Long time ago, nobody know some boy want analyze it. Nobody know how the thing go. Tell them make them lose.
Anything can happen when the girl them come around. Them no send me before, but you know they love me now. We dey give them pepper, people say we done dey proud. And I see be now, anything
so
is I
give it to you.
And I go give it to you. And all that you need to do is dance a brucu tutu. Oluwa bona lama, I no be a day tutu. Rara luku, I no be mugu. I go to you magic.
When the girl them pull up, be them that thing where they make them crazy. I'm that guy where they make them crazy. Stepping out the place, say the girlie them crazy is. When the girl them pull up, be them that thing where they make them crazy. I'm that guy where they bust their brain. Stepping out the place, say the girlie them crazy is. Right now them realize it. Long time ago, nobody know some boy want analyze.
Make them
STG.
I've had this song on repeat for the past couple weeks. I absolutely love this song. It's called Anoti. It's by 10K Leroy, a young and up-and-coming Tanzanian artist. Just one of the very many young, talented artists coming out of Tanzania with the likes of 10K Leroy and DJ Gibbsy. However, in the next minute or so, we're going to move on to our first ad break of the session. And right after our ad break, stay tuned because we will be back with Maria from The Link Montreal. We have a fantastic interview planned. We're going to discuss about a lot of things, news, journalism, media related. Hopefully, y'all will love that. So, in a couple minutes, ad break, and right after that, we'll be back with our interview. Stay tuned.
Your body rocking it now. I know the demi jigger whine for me, yeah. So now you whine for me, girl. Your body language if you speak to me now. Your body rocking it now. I know the demi jigger whine for me, oh. Oh, rah, rah.
Oh, my rah, rah. Oh, my rah, rah. Oh, my darling, no, Vita.
Carry fire, hey, you do hot like fire. Your love in I require. Susu baby, your body wavy, you drive me crazy. Oh baby, baby. Fine killer them want my love, but me I no get love to spare. I'ma get them want my love, but daddy follow you.
Louis Dafferty presents two exceptional events in Montreal. The virtuoso Gambian choral player Sonu Jabarte on March 8th at the National, and the iconic Malian singer Umo Sangare on April 21st at MTELUS. Take advantage of a special offer by visiting festivalnuitdafrique.com.
And we're back at Beats and Beyond, episode 5, with Maria the news editor from The Link Montreal. Maria, thank you so much for being here. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great. Definitely lacking some sleep, but love being here every Wednesday morning. I know our audience absolutely enjoys the lovely interviews we have planned every week. And this one's going to be a little different from the ones we've had before. I've had musicians, I've had fashion designers, I've had lifestyle coaches. But this is the first time I've had someone who has a similar conceptual interest as myself in the area of media and journalism and so on. But I'm definitely not going to make this about me. This is more about you, and I want the audience to really dive into your shoes and understand where you come from, and honestly just get a feel of what a day in the life of Maria looks like. So we're going to start with a little background, basic questions. Just get to know a little bit about where you're from and your general interest in journalism, besides from the role that you hold at The Link.
Who am I? My name is Maria Chulakova. I'm an international student at Concordia. I study journalism. And what is supposed to be a side gig but has become almost my full-time job is being a news editor for The Link newspaper.
Okay.
More background, I guess. I moved to Canada 3 years ago from Bulgaria. It was definitely an experience. I kind of packed my bags and left.
Yeah.
Prepped all my documents. It was never supposed to be like something so pre-planned. I just kind of made up my mind really quickly. I hadn't even been in Canada before I moved. So right. It was brand new for me.
And honestly, that's the case for a lot of international students. And I speak for myself as well in that regard. I only came to Canada to pursue my university education. Hadn't been to Canada before. I'm from Tanzania, from East Africa, a lot of cultural differences. What were, maybe give us a brief one or two set cultural differences that really you found interesting?
And that's a good question. Well, I guess just how people interact. Like, I feel like Bulgarians are very, on a day-to-day basis, I feel like they're very just closed off.
Okay.
And kind of just say everything that's on their mind.
Yeah, like, no filter.
No filter whatsoever.
Okay.
I feel like that was kind of hard for me to adjust to.
Yeah.
When I came here, my first thought was like, wow, Canadians are so nice. So that, you know, like, apart from that, I feel like getting used to transportation, like, getting used to how Montreal operates, the vibes,
yeah,
things like that. It took maybe a month or two, but
a month or two to settle in.
Yeah, but
you are definitely the first Bulgarian that I've met in Canada. Well, anywhere, period.
Mm.
Have you met other people from Bulgaria? Is there a community in Montreal? And are you able to relate to them, or is there a disconnect there?
I've met Bulgarians here in Canada, not too many.
Okay.
I'd say Bulgarians are not the most, like, the biggest number of immigrants here in Canada. Most
right.
Bulgarians immigrate to Western Europe rather than here.
Yeah.
We connect based on the fact that we're Bulgarians and we speak the same language most of the time. And we have, you know, same memories. But I'd say the difference is that I've lived in Bulgaria my whole life, and most of the Canadians my age immigrated when they were 8 or 9 or 10.
Right. Yes.
So I feel like that's where there might be a slight disconnect in understanding, but it's never a big issue. I love speaking to Bulgarians. Like, quite a lot of the time I'm quite homesick, so having a connection to somebody that, like, knows exactly what I'm thinking is... Honestly,
yeah, it's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
I don't get to experience this as often, but,
right.
You know.
But when you do, it's special.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to know more about your interest in journalism in relation to where you're from. So in relation to Bulgaria and Western Europe for that regard, or Eastern Europe for that regard. What influences got you to be interested in media and journalism in particular?
Funny story, actually. My pursuit in journalism has nothing to do with Eastern Europe or okay. with Europe in general.
Yeah.
I moved, like, funny enough, I moved to Canada to pursue journalism, kind of not even knowing what journalism was. Hmm. I wasn't this. In life, I've always known what I hate doing, and I've always struggled to find what exactly I love doing. So yes. I came into journalism kind of, you know, blind, I guess. Like, I just knew the basic definition of journalism. I had watched a few clips here and there.
Yeah.
But I'd say, like, my main influence and my main reason to pursue journalism was because I was watching the 2020 elections with Trump and Biden.
Yes.
And I remember some of the journalists were asking really bizarre questions, in my opinion. And that's...
It was a bizarre presidential race, to be yeah. honest, anyways. But yeah, sorry, go on.
And that kind of pushed me into pursuing journalism. And then I came here and, like, slowly started falling in love with it and
yeah.
finding what journalism is actually about.
Interesting. And what do you think journalism is actually about now, given the exposure that you've had in Canada for at least?
I think it's about... finding the stories that matter mm-hmm. and doing your due diligence to report on them correctly.
Okay.
I think journalism is a very special field and I really love doing it, but you also should realize that you're in a position where you could harm a lot of people with your reporting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try my best to do everything correctly. And make sure that people are comfortable, not only when they speak to me, but when they read my articles, that they yeah. see something in them.
Interesting. I feel like we're at a stage now where access to information is so open and is so universally applicable, more so than it ever was in history. However, we're still seeing polarizing figures in not only in politics and so on, but in journalism. People who report stories on a daily basis are put on a spectrum of some sense, and they are still figures like Tucker Carlson who are super controversial, and regardless of the years of experience they have, the networks they have, the kind of questions they have asked, it's their personality and how they come off on media platforms that dictates who they are and their place in journalism today. I want to know your place in journalism within The Link. I want you to explain to the audience a little bit first what The Link is, The Link newspaper, who they are, what they do, and the importance of having such an institution running consistently within the Concordia and wider community.
For sure. So The Link newspaper, you may have seen it around campus. It's pretty much everywhere. It's a newspaper that got created back in 1980, and we've been working ever since, and we are what we call an advocacy newspaper, and we try to focus on stories that highlight and represent marginalized communities that do not necessarily have a voice in mainstream media, along with, of course, the traditional news stories like currently the strikes,
yeah.
protests, things like that. I personally, there, I work as a news editor. It's a very dynamic, very fast-paced job. It's definitely a lot on your plate, but I personally enjoy it tremendously. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Can you give the audience and myself a little bit of an insider of what a news editor at the Link does on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, for sure. So my job as a news editor is basically looking... finding stories and making sure those stories get written and published. So either sometimes I write the stories or I delegate to other contributors at The Link to write the stories.
Right.
And to make sure we publish in The Link's mandate and stories that students care about.
Yeah.
Along with that, of course, I work with the Link team on producing the physical newspaper that the Link publishes every 2 weeks.
Okay.
As an editor in general, we also create special issues every year. There's 4 special issues every year at the Link, which are more centered around specific topics. And it's a very, very interesting job. I'd say, like, it's definitely exhausting, but yeah. I love doing it so much that I kind of neglect it.
Do you feel like, and this is subjective, this changes for everyone, but do you feel like because of the role that you occupy at the Link, it almost gives you so much more exposure and learning and information and knowledge in comparison to your course or your classroom material? Because I resonate with that so much in the sense that I've taken multiple journalism courses, but none of them have given me the experience, the knowledge, and the understanding of radio and journalism as much as being on Beats and Beyond every Wednesday morning. And how do you feel about that?
No, yeah, I completely agree. I think that journalism as a program, not only here, but like in other journalism schools in Canada, is just the start, and it's just a basis for you to have like a step into the world.
Yes.
A lot of my professors encourage students to enter student media, to pursue other more practical skills outside of the journalism department,
yeah.
because there is so much that you can learn there.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like as a news editor, I get introduced to not only a lot of stories, but a lot of people. And that definitely helps me, not only as a journalist, but as a human being.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I wouldn't be here if I had just relied on me just staying where I am in my comfort zone in the journalism department and yeah. just doing my coursework.
Right.
I definitely think that for anybody that wants to improve or just wants to see how, let's say, a newsroom works, even in a school context, mm-hmm. sorry, definitely they should explore student media or any form of it. It doesn't right. have to be paper.
Yeah. This is a little bit punchy on the end of being a news editor at a newspaper at Concordia. Our world is so digitized, and the access to information is heavily reliant on video platforms, and that is the pattern we're seeing for the past couple of years, and what we're going to keep seeing for the next couple of years. Tell me from your experience the importance of having the Link newspaper function consistently, regardless of the fact that video platforms are definitely holding a monopoly over the share of news.
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about. I don't think that people should turn back on newspapers. Newspapers are a very valuable part of the community, especially at Concordia. Our physical newspaper, which comes out every 2 weeks, is vital for our engagement on campus. People see it, and maybe they don't pick it up, but they see the name. Yeah. And that is what's really important. And also, I don't think that we should like overlook digital media. Yeah, it's a different form, but media should utilize it to its best potential.
Yes.
The Link has, in my opinion, very successfully used social media in the past few months. Our amazing video editor, Dana Hashwe, she does an amazing job in curating our videos and posting them online. We help her out with the creation of some of those. And honestly, people perceive news a lot better if they have a visual element as well.
Yeah.
So if we want a story to not only boost engagement, but for people to actually see what the story is about and for them to get the best experience ever, obviously we would like to have a video and text yeah. and all different formats. I think that's very helpful.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like such traditional understandings or values of knowledge, particularly like a newspaper, should not be discontinued. These are methods that our parents, grandparents, and before them accessed information. It was newspapers. All of it was on paper. All of it was on one physical copy. You had tons and tons of knowledge and information and news and current affairs and so on within one physical piece of paper. And that is rare. That doesn't occur as much anymore. And witnessing the link and the Concordian and so on, it's great to know that there are still people doing their due diligence, performing their the best of their ability in their respective field, whether it's editing, whether it's interviewing and so on, and are still willing to continue such practices that have held on for years on end. I want to know more about your broader vision for the links in general, for the link in general. Is it the understanding that students should be more proactive with picking up a physical newspaper and reading the news? Or is it the number of people you can engage with? Or is it the network that you're creating and the possible collaborations you can have with say, politicians and athletes and so on?
I think our job at the link is mainly to serve the community, and I think that should be a constant focus and that should never change.
Okay.
Our job is to make sure that diverse stories are out there, that they're being produced. How that happens is up to the future teams at the link. However, that I think what always will help us as a newspaper is having great engagement on campus and having people trust us with their stories. I think that is something you cannot buy.
Yeah.
I personally do not, it's not a goal of mine to have like the link endorsed by politicians or have anything to do with politicians. That to me is not what the link is about. The link is about having the stories that matter.
Yeah, there. Absolutely. I want to know more about you as an individual, someone who is very well aware of the intricacies of the spread of information, particularly on mainstream media. I want to know, how do you get your information? Do you have a process of filtering information through, say, media agencies like Fox News, CNN, which we know to be heavily politicized?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a filtering system, and what is your method of accessing information?
Yeah, great question. You're very right about the fact that there is a lot of information out there. Sometimes it definitely gets overwhelming, even for me, and I work with news. I'd say you, as an individual, as a citizen, you'd have to have at least some sort of understanding of critical thinking. Because critical thinking definitely helps you really read between the lines and see what, let's say, a very heavily politicized article is saying.
Right.
I'd say I prefer to go for papers that don't lean very heavily right. I definitely read more left-centered papers.
Yes.
Or I try, if it's just like basic information, like let's say there was a protest that happened, I read mostly for Canada, I read the CBC.
Right.
But yeah, I try to diversify what I read, but when it comes to, for example, the US, I stray away from mainstream media for sure. Because it's, I don't want to have the preconceived notions of the newspaper be on me. So I'd like to find more local journalists that report on things and read from them.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Speaking on protests, I know you brought that up briefly. I want to know more about your interpretation of what happened on Monday. I believe there was a protest and a counter-protest of sorts, but I want to know it from your voice because you were there physically firsthand. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so actually, if you want to read more details about this, you can always go to the link newspaper and read my article on it. It got published yesterday. But in summary, essentially the protest has a backstory.
Okay.
So I wish everything was simple and easy, but of course it's not. Essentially, there's this Israeli student group on campus called Startup Nation. They had organized an event on campus, which was hosting three IDF reserve soldiers. A lot of students felt that that was unacceptable, and it broke a lot of people's trust on campus. So a lot of petitions were signed, a lot of emails were sent, and a lot of things were happening in one day, and Concordia canceled the event because it was unacceptable to have soldiers on our campus. We're not allowed to have cops on our campus, let alone soldiers.
Right.
So, yeah, that was canceled. And Startup Nation felt like that was unacceptable and decided to move the event off campus, and they collaborated with CJA. So there was tickets. People started...
Sorry, can you tell us who CJA is?
It's essentially an umbrella organization that kind of overlooks majority of Jewish organizations in Montreal and outside of Montreal.
Sure.
Yeah, so there was tickets, and I had bought it, not bought, they were free, but I had picked up a ticket for the event so that I could see what, you know, as a journalist, what was being said.
Yeah, absolutely.
So unfortunately, they had not published the address early on for safety reasons. And while everything was happening during the day, Montreal for Palestine, SPHR Concordia, and a lot of other organizations were rallying up to protest for this event being allowed in Montreal.
Yeah.
By the time I went at around 6:30 at the CJA building, there was already maybe 100 Palestinians outside blocking the doors. As a journalist, I wasn't allowed to enter the building, which was sad, but I got to work on the protest piece that I worked on and speak to some Palestinians outside and why they thought it was important to be there. I think that there wasn't necessarily like a counter protest there. There was some Israeli, I wouldn't even call them protesters, Israeli Montrealers who were outside. And, you know, they're, how I saw it, it was they were kind of agitating the Palestinians. And, you know, I think two people were arrested. But otherwise, I'd say it was a pretty peaceful protest. The Palestinian activists were encouraging people to stay safe, to keep calm,
right,
not get agitated. So I'd say things were pretty okay. I think definitely things escalated on Tuesday, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, for the protest on Tuesday. It's very interesting to know that we are in a situation that Montreal in general plays a huge role in providing a platform or a voice to the diaspora that's come out from the Middle East. We have a lot of Palestinians. We have a large Jewish community in Montreal as well. And it's important to know that this isn't a factor of religion or sovereignty in within the diaspora. This is more of an ethical question. It's more about, you know, it's more about understanding how ethics and our morals and our values imply to the lives of Palestinians who are in danger every second of every single day. It's quite interesting to know that Concordia has had its fair share of controversy too, in that sense, where we've had individuals arrested within the university campus due to protesting. We've had this event that was canceled but originally set to be held within the Concordia campus. So there are a lot of things, a lot of moving pieces on an everyday basis, and it's very interesting to know that individuals from the Link newspaper are physically available to be able to be at those spots and cover the stories at the right time. How do you ensure that you're not biased towards any side? And that's for any story, but this story in particular is one of those that's a little extra controversial in terms of picking either side. It's a binary decision that you're making, either Palestine or Israel. But as a journalist, it's your job to be in the center of things and be able to analyze it from a broader spectrum. But how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I think objectivity and bias are very polarizing terms in journalism because no matter what you do, as much as you try, you can never be 100% objective and you can never be 100% unbiased.
Right.
I think people kind of forget that sometimes. As a journalist, when reporting for a newspaper, first of all, I think that people should look at what the editorial line for the newspaper is. The Link is a newspaper that advocates for marginalized communities, and it would be very insensitive for us to cover, let's say, a Zionist gathering and have very positive reviews about it.
Right.
When it comes to, let's say, protest coverage, obviously, if a Palestinian punches an Israeli in the face unprovoked, that is going to be reported on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it can never be 50-50. It can never be clean cut. It's not so simple for it to be like, oh, yeah, we are like in the middle. This is where we stand. This is not how news works.
Right.
This is not how reporting as a journalist works. It's definitely a lot more complicated than that. And I think the best example for this scenario is the article that The Link did on the whole building altercation, as I like to call it. In November, Palestinian and Israeli students had gathered in the hall building. And not a fight, but big arguments broke out.
Right.
There was security. There was cops on campus.
Right.
And The Link published two separate stories, collectively over 3,500 words on this event alone. We spoke to both Israeli students and Palestinian students because the story called for it.
Yes.
But also something that mass media missed out on was the amount of Palestinians that were being harassed during that event that either got kicked. There was reports on a hijabi girl getting her hijab pulled off.
Right.
A lot of things happened, and because we were there, we had the privilege of being there as a journalist, as Concordia journalist. It definitely helped out.
Right.
But I think in certain cases, objectivity is good, but not in all cases. I think people should be more careful on the definitions of objectivity and bias, for sure.
Absolutely. I think that's a super interesting topic, but we do have very few minutes left for the interview. So I want to get to the recent fee levy that I witnessed The Link posting about. Can you tell us in brief what that's about and why it's important and the reason that our audience today, but the community at Concordia in general, should be wary about?
Yes, for sure. So really quickly, a fee levy is essentially every student per every credit gets charged, let's say, 2 cents per credit or whatever. And that money goes to different clubs and organizations at Concordia that provide services. The Link is a fee levy group. Currently, we charge 11 cents per credit.
Okay.
And that hasn't changed since 2001. It's been 23 years, and we cannot survive based on the money we're getting. We produce amazing work, but if we had more funds, we would not only increase our presence on campus, but we would continue to pay ourselves minimum wage. We started paying ourselves minimum wage this year, this academic year, more so. It would allow us to keep paying our contributors. It would allow us to get more equipment and to have more eyes on board. I think that is very important. It's something that we couldn't do last semester, but I'm hoping that we do this semester. I really trust in the student body, and I really hope they vote They can vote at the CSU from March 12th to 14th online and in person.
Yeah, absolutely. So you heard that first here at Beats and Beyond, Episode 5. Thank you, Maria, for being on here today. It's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to move into our second ad break for the session. And after that, we're going to play some Afrobeat bangers for y'all. Thank you, Maria. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Sound is proud to present Shada Hayes. Discover the country folk of singer-songwriter Shada Hayes with Kindergarten Heart, an album as fun as it is profound. Available now on CD and colored vinyl. Shada Hayes will perform at Le Ministère on April 4th for the Kindergarten Heart record release show, sharing stage with her band and surprise guests. Tickets are on sale now. For more information and for all tour dates, go to boldsound.com.
Compare, yeah. I'ma give you the bomb, my desire. Come close, make I take you higher. Come close, make you taste my fire. Come close, make you taste my baby, please. Oh, make I give you one kiss. Oh, tell you one kiss. Oh, baby, one kiss. One kiss. Susu, babe. Your body carry fire. Oh, you do all like fire. Your love is not required. Susu, baby. Wavy. You drive me crazy, oh baby, baby. My girl, you did turn on my brain. For your matter, I feel cool insane. One time, make you drop me your location. If I come, she walk by me routine. Nobody could feel look you for face. Big talk, I go put things in place. I no go leave, I go day for your place. 255, no delay, no delay. You could say, bang, bang, bang. Baby, please, oh, make I give you one kiss. Oh, tell you one kiss. Oh, baby, one kiss, one kiss. Susu, babe, your body carry fire. Can you do all like fire? Your love is not required. Susu, baby, your body wavy. You drive me crazy. Oh, baby, baby.
I hope you all enjoyed today's episode as much as I did. I think it's so amazing to have individuals with a similar interest, with a similar field, have divergent views. I think not everything that Maria spoke about that we agreed upon, but there was a lot that we found similar in the sense of I'm a radio host, I'm beginning a podcast very soon, and she's a news editor at a newspaper, and she does video news coverage as well. So there are a lot of intricacies that comes with reporting news and reporting stories and reporting people, but that's the fun of it. We enjoy doing that, and we love putting stories that are not heard by everyone to be heard by everyone. So we're going to move into a little bit of Rema. Just to get your hopes up, just get your vibes up, just to get your energy up this Monday, this Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Beats and Beyond. And here's Rema.
I London to Benin, I pray make a no go reply them. Never to be a no lobe oh, back or back to the matter oh. Since I dey look at your picture oh, girl you go finish my data oh. I saw Peter Broko to Makule, my desi girls from my explore. Them anywhere me adore. If they no do no be by force, plenty way they we go conquer, they we go conquer. Enter the room, give me your phone. Make them no go see me for blood. Wale, color. Get in my room, make you lot on. Body they move like a python. Love what they giving me iron. Wale, color. After the room to the palace. Then make you post on my cannon. Love what they boosting my iron.
Thank you so much to our listeners from all around the world. We have people tuning in from Kenya, from Tanzania, from the US, from the UK, from Canada. It's been an absolute pleasure hosting Beats and Beyond for you all. It's been an amazing show this weekend. We have so many other shows planned for y'all in the coming weeks. We have fashion designers, we have politicians, we have student athletes, all willing to come here and give you a small snippet of what a day in their life looks like and a piece of their mind in terms of current affairs and so on. It's been an absolute pleasure. You're listening to Beats and Beyond, episode 5 with Ariana Johnny.
She love me, and you love it. Sensima, why the for her? Benzema, why you want a dollar? Sensima, this kind of dance, you the dance. I'm doing this thing, you doing the dance. Oh, yo. Why you want to do me something? She open up, sorry, yo. Why you do me something? Yeah. Oh, yo. Why you do me something? She open up, sorry, yo. Why you do me something? Oh, one X, Macam, body to correct. Oh, no, 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 Edima, no forget. Only go perfume. Oh, collect. Oh, Wale. Oh, one X, Macam, body to correct. Say she love me, and you love it. Sensima, why they for her? Benzema, why you want a dollar? Sensima, this kind dance, you the dance. I'm doing the singing, you doing the dancing. Benzema, why they for her? Benzema. Why you want a dollar? Sensima, this kind dance, you the dance. I'm doing the singing, you doing the dancing.
Benzema, baby, chama na ma la kato. Me da, tam, tam, the back when all I want me can do. And you go to body, you know your body, fun daddy, yo. Oh baby, your body, oh yeah, your body, fun daddy, yo, yo. You're in the middle, chama ya no in the middle, fuck off, chama wa lelo in the middle. Sasha Bolo ni meta, lo ni meta. Shama ya lo ni meta, fuck off. Dani mama ni lo ni meta, fuck off. Ewa go mi really meta, yeah.
Befun, eh oh collect, oh wale, oh one X. Makam body too correct. Oh no no no, Eri ma no forget. Money ko befun, oh collect, oh wale, oh one X. Makam body too correct. Say she love me, and you love it.
Benzema? Why they for her Benzema? Why you want a dollar Benzema? This kind dance, you the dance, I'm doing the singing, you doing the dancing, Benzema. Why they for her Benzema? Why you want a dollar Benzema? This kind dance, you the dance, I'm doing the singing, you doing the dancing, Benzema. Why you wanna do me long thing? She open up so the yo. Why you they do me something? Why they do me long thing? Show up when I saw you. Why they do me long thing? Yeah. Oh, Wale. Maka, maka. Say she love me. And you're no good.
Temi yata samo ko kamisoto kamisoto ojo ojo ko e pano ko loko loko tu pa poco se tu nahe pa di club di kotano di pa di di pa di pa no di pa no I want to go in position I no go let anyone control anything I want to I go do I want to go in position I no go let anyone control anything I want to I go do
Absolute pleasure hosting episode 5 of Beats and Beyond at CJLO. This is Ari Najani. I'm going to play my last song of this session. This is an absolute throwback. This is a song that my dad and I used to listen to in the car all the time. It's a song that will never stay out of the hearts of people who really love music. It's a tune that resonates with so many of us around the world. So I'm going to play this last song for y'all before we end the session. Thank you so much. Once again, it's been an absolute pleasure. This is Ari Najani, Beats and Beyond, CJLO, every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
You know, so rock 'em off your chest, and the most beautiful players come feel the case. Step up, my youth, hear this. name is Maxine. Her beauty's like a bunch of roses. If I ever tell you about Maxine, your older say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
A channel with him, a pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold chaka. Say girl you pretty, your face it pretty, but your character dirty. Tell you just a act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also a